News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, right? Yes. I'm sorry. I'm just doing the math here. Am I? Yes, it's Wednesday. My gosh, is it Wednesday? It's a beautiful Wednesday. Tremendous Wednesday. Most tremendous Wednesday in the history of Wednesdays. President Trump has declared this day today the best Wednesday ever. Tremendous. Why am I so happy? Are you sure I'm happy? No, I really am happy. I'm not one of these phonies. You ever notice the phonies? The phonies that can convince you that they're weeping for some reason? Last night, we're watching Big Brother here. It is our summertime guilty pleasure. Heidi and I absolutely adore Big Brother. We have for many years, and so we have watched it for many years. And there's a woman on there. A woman's name is Angela. And Angela's an interesting character. She's been on Big Brother one time before. But Angela is one of those crocodile tear generators. And so you can never actually believe that Angela is really upset or sad or anything, because it just seems like the woman cries at the drop of a hat. And I was watching it last night. Heidi and I both were, and I'd like to think that I am a slightly better examiner. That I have a slightly better understanding of people who are and are not honest, sincere, etc., etc., etc. Phonies! In other words, I got a really good BS detector. And you develop a really good BS detector when you're dealing with people who would like to kill you. I understand. Been a long time since I wore a uniform or pushed a cruiser around. But you very quickly, when you're on the street, you develop a really good BS detector. You got to be able, in a matter of seconds, to determine, is this person legit or not? Are they really a danger and a threat? Are they really good people having a bad day, right? You got to get that. So I'm watching Big Brother, and I said this weeks ago to Heidi, oh boy, you know, with Angela, it's going to be the waterworks. So what do you mean? I said, well, you remember she's a crier. Oh my god! I was like, lady, they jumped on your sandwich instead of mayonnaise. Lighten up. Rub some dirt in it. Take a lap, would you? But she is one of those. I'm not one of those. On those rare occasions where you might hear me. Well, I get choked up, right, Germ? You've noticed that. You're probably keeping a very close running tab back at the radio factory for malevolent purposes to be used against me at a future date. I know. I understand. I am okay with that. Don't apologize for it. You be you. But I've done that? I'll tell you exactly when I've done it. As I've read my birthday letter to Julia. Oh, and apologies to 804 from yesterday, who just said to me I should never, ever, ever speak about my, quote, daughter with issues again. Yeah, there we go. We're talking about my daughter with issues again. Anyway, so, yeah, I know I've sometimes gotten a little choked up on that one. But, yeah, you know, it hits close to home. It's the real deal. And that's what you get with me. You don't get the phoniness. There are a lot of people in the phony arena. You know, if you're weeping every day like Angelo and Big Brother, I got news for you. You're full of crap. And nobody should believe you. And that's what I'm watching last night on Big Brother. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, really? Now, here's the good part, I guess, is that some of the other people on the show have figured out she's full of crap. Some of the other people on the show have figured out, I don't think we can believe her. And last night she was exposed, we watched it last night. I guess it happened a couple of days ago, as a liar. And once you go in that liar category, do you ever, ever, ever come out of the liar category? That's actually my question that I just want to pitch it at you for a second. The reason I say it is this. In the Big Brother arena, it's a game, right? That's what it is. It is a game. And you know what? People lie as part of the game because you're playing a game. And you know going into the Big Brother house People are going to lie to you. And I personally don't think you can be all that upset when somebody lies to you in that setting. In that setting, it's like bluffing when you're playing poker. Am I going to stop speaking to you forever? You're dead to me. Why? Well, you said you had three of a kind and all you had was a pair. Really? We're playing cards, dude. Lighten up. Right? You can't hold that against somebody. But if somebody's a legit liar, strange choice of words, Mr. Katz, but all right, but you know what I'm saying. A legit liar, literally looking you in the face and lying to you, and it's not as part of a game. Far as I'm concerned, you are dead to me. That's it. I will never, ever trust you again. Anybody remember Ed Koch? Ed Koch was the mayor of New York City. Well, it's a long time ago now that I think about it. When I was a kid, Ed Koch was the mayor of New York City. And I always liked Ed Koch. He was he was just a really cranky, crotchety Jewish guy. And I identify with him. But Ed Koch had this great dictum. He said, always forgive your enemies, but never forget their names. I've taken that to heart throughout the years. I think it's good advice, except in the area of lying. If you are someone who has lied to me, as far as I am concerned, you are dead to me, and I will never remove you from the liar list. Last night, as we're watching Big Brother, there were some folks on there who were saying, well, that's it. Angela is dead to me. And I turned to Heidi. I said, you know, you can't do that in the show. And she said, yeah, it's a game. They're playing a game. You're not really friends in that house. Because people say that, oh, you know, she's my best friend. You've known her for 30 days. It's like the showmances. Oh, I'm in love with so-and-so. You've known him for 6 hours. No, you're not really in love. No, you're a 22-year-old dude with testosterone raging. You might be in lust, but you're not in love. You gotta trust your friendly old Uncle Jeff on this one. It just, to me, is such a phony environment. But anyway, I want to throw that out there to you. If somebody lies to you, are they dead to you for the long term? Or do you have some sort of way of, bringing them back to life? And if you want to talk about the phonies, right? Again, it starts with Angela, who just cries all the time. Every time you turn around, the woman is crying. And if somebody's always crying, and you know they've not been clinically diagnosed with depression, then you know they're full of crap. And at that point, I put them on the liar list because I'm thinking, well, you're a phony. So I've got Angela on my phony list, but the setting says to me, that's okay. Because it's not the real world. It's just a good old-fashioned TV game show is all that it is. So do me a favor. Hit me up over on the James River Air text line, please. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Just shoot me a quick note. Doesn't have to be a long dissertation. You don't have to give me references. I don't want to see bullet points. I just want to know. A. Do you or do you not allow people more than one chance if they have lied to you? I do not. And if you want to grab a piece of the phony part, the Angela part, the crying all the time part, what do you make of that? Do you still reach into your pocket to pull out a tissue, or do you think, oh, here we go again? I mean, I guarantee you, you've got friends, you got family that, you know, probably cried at some point. Then you want to be a decent person. You want to comfort them. But if it's a couple of times a week, What do you do? I would personally urge them to seek professional help. If it's every day, then I'm thinking you need more than professional help. You may need like a locked ward to deal with whatever issue it is that you're dealing with. So do me a favor, grab a piece of that real fast, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Oh, something just occurred to me. Do you include politicians on this list? Because I got news for you. There's a lot of prevarication going on with our political folks, don't you think? In other words, they're liars. So many of them are just flat out liars. All right, well, talk amongst yourselves and then send me a text. 833-804-1140. We got some great stuff coming up. Some very interesting election results from yesterday, particularly down in the state of Florida. Republicans down there proved that they have absolutely positively no tolerance for idiots, which I love because, as you know, I don't like idiots. We'll talk a little bit about that. We've got our buddy Barry Moore, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. He'll be here at 3:35. My dear friend Todd Starnes is going to be along. Todd says we are in the new golden age because President Trump has saved America. We will talk about that. I'm looking forward to that conversation, as a matter of fact. It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Well, if you're going to lie to me that way, Jeff, you are incredible. No, really, you go right ahead. You take another lie out of petty cash. Make it a big one. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. My dear friend Barry Moore, the president, CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia, is going to be along at 3:35. Another long time friend, dear friend, Todd Starnes. I don't know if you know this. I'm going to brag a little bit because I'm allowed to. I gave Todd Starnes the big break. No, I mean, he was well established, but he started doing a hit with me when I was doing Morning Drive up at WRKO in Boston. And, you know, he did that for a while until the people at Fox said, you know, you're really good at this sort of stuff. We want you to do this sort of stuff. And sure enough, he started doing some other stuff. And now, Todd, my God, what an amazing success story, his own nationally syndicated show. He made enough money. He bought the radio station he used to listen to as a kid in Memphis, Tennessee, and he's turned that into an award winner as well. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Oh, Starnes going to be with us at 435. That's why I was mentioning that. Here's what's coming in here. Jeff, 757, says, no, that's it. No. You lie to me, dead to me. Okay, fair enough. Let's see. 804, Jeff, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. And I detest bullies and liars. As I started talking about this, a text came in from Jeremy. So, Jeff, two people you hate, bullies and liars. You're absolutely right. See, Jeremy's been listening a long time. He's been stuck working with me for a long time, but he's been listening even longer, and he knows pretty much from day one. I made that clear. I do. I hate bullies and liars. Hate them with a passion. Hate them with a passion. That's why I always find it interesting. People say, well, you know, you hate this political group. I don't hate anybody based on politics. I'll tell you that right now. You have no idea how little I care about your political opinion. That one you're going to have to take to the bank. I really don't care. But if you're a liar or a bully, yeah, I just hate you as a matter of a general principle. Catherine in Richmond says, nope, Jeff, I do not give liars a second chance. 804 says, Jeff, well, I have one exception. If it were my child who told me a lie and I were to catch them in it, I am going to have a deep discussion with that child on the dangers of lying, and I hope that my words would change their heart. No, I would never disown or turn away from my child. No, I wouldn't. I absolutely wouldn't turn away from my child. But if you're not my child and you're lying to me, yeah, you're dead to me. That's it. I'm done. 804, Jeff, I was a coward, and I lied to a family member rather than confess. I've prayed every day for 5 years to be given a second chance. And yes, I would give a second chance to someone who sincerely repented. All right, well, good for you. No, I mean, really, that's good for you. But I don't see myself ever doing that. I don't see that happening. I just have no stomach for the phonies. And if your phony tootleness involves lying and it's outside of a TV game show, I'm pretty much done with you. I'll tell you who won't lie to you is Barry Moore, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. And he will be with us dispensing honesty and truth at 3:35. Looking forward to that. It's 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Oh, it absolutely is Wednesday. It's a lovely day. I know I had a great day. Heidi and I had a meeting a little bit earlier today with Carl Carlson over at Carlson Financial. It's always nice when you get good news. Just tell you that right now. We got good news. So I'm feeling good. I'm also feeling good because I'm taking a look at some of the great people I'll be chatting with this afternoon. Longtime friend Todd Starnes is going to be here at 4:35. Todd, by the way, has got a brand new book out. No shock. Every time you turn around, he's got a brand new book out. It's called The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. You thinking Trump saved America? Did the president just save America? How is that going to play out in the midterms? I don't know. We'll talk about it with Todd at 4:35. Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and a WWE analyst is going to be here at 5:35. And a dear friend, somebody for whom I have tremendous respect and appreciation, Barry Moore, who is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry, thank you so much for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me. And what a warm-up today. You talked about the crocodile tears and the whining and the complaining. And that's what the BBB, BBB.org, does not want to hear from consumers. We want you to go in and not have that kind of an experience to the best of our ability.
Yeah. Well, and the BBB gets that done. I love when I am looking for somebody to look for somebody who has that accredited business designation. I'm thinking right off the bat, Barry. I mean, not that we're necessarily focused on this, but right now we work with Citywide Decorators, the Wingfields, great people. We're so happy to have them in our home doing great work. And, of course, Citywide Decorators, a longtime Better Business Bureau accredited business. So it speaks volumes.
Yeah, you know, and Jeff, we got to say hello to one of your listeners, Karen, and she listens down in Chester. And, you know, she reached out to me, Jeff, because she heard us talking, and she wanted to check on a specific service and how to find an accredited business. And I so appreciate that she was that concerned and listened to you, you know, and called me. That's incredible. So give her an A+, because being on the offense, being on the defense, is you're not going to do very good. Sure you protect yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Karen and Chester, thank you for listening, and thank you for reaching out to Barry. Barry, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia is offering to accredited businesses. You've got this help desk, which I'm just blown away by all of the things that the BBB does for accredited business. But tell people about that, because all the more reason to be an accredited business, if you ask me.
Well, it is. I mean, it's distinctly taking the BBB accreditation to a totally different level. You can go to all the networking events, pass around business cards, spend a lot of money. But when you become accredited, all we're trying to do, it's helped that company become a better business, right? Yep. Better for them, the ownership, better for the employees. And then, of course, that goes into the customers. That's what my job is, and that's what I take very serious. And companies that are accredited, Jeff, that are listening to us and contacting us, whether it's to do a podcast at our studio or anatomy of their business or anything else that we're offering, all of our Spark conversations. I think I'm planning right now 10 conversations for business owners accredited, and consumers through the next 2 months. Wow. And those are all free. I have sponsors, and they're incredible. And this help desk, as you know, and you helped architect this, mm-hmm. I believe this that you're part of it. Yep. To work with businesses, not as just a consultant, but a person that really could help that small company, medium-sized company, just do things better.
Yeah. Well, you know, Barry, there's some things I know, and there's way more stuff that I don't know. And if I have the opportunity to take a gift, and you and I both are men of faith and what have you, so I know I don't mind saying it. I believe I've been given certain gifts, and I think I have an obligation to share good things with good people and help good people. So I'm so honored to be part of that with the Better Business Bureau. And then there's that part of me that says, I can't even spell AI, so I'd better find somebody over there at the BBB that can help me out, you know?
You're not going to be teaching that class or talking to them. No. I'll take care of that part.
Thank you.
But you tell people how to talk and market. You, Jeff, you have a gift. When we hired you a couple times now at the Better Business Bureau, and you, the cookie story, you know it and I know it, incredible. If that does not inspire employees, and that's what Jeff Katz, that's what you offer when you go out and talk to, whether they're financial consultants, insurance agencies, payroll companies, doctors, ortho, urology, accredited businesses can reach out to you, right. A professional speaker, motivator. You have a gift. It's not the gift of gab. You have knowledge, and that people need to know, and you give it away. And so that's awesome.
Well, you are very kind. Let's talk about some of the other folks who are on the help desk with the Better Business Bureau, okay?
Yeah.
So that, number one, as you know, we have a lot of folks who are accredited businesses. They want to know about this. But I'd be willing to bet, Barry, we got some folks who maybe have been on the bubble going, maybe I will, maybe I won't. When they hear some of the resources available, I got to think they jump right in.
I would hope so. Channel 6, obviously, Jim Vernet. And then we have Dr. Heather with Wise Up, mm-hmm. incredible consultant. Reliable Payments, Patrick Gallagher. Dave Clemente, I never said his name right. I'm sorry. Dave, let's just say Dave from SK Marketing.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry. I'm terrible on his name. And that's just a few, right?
Yeah.
And not on the list would be some others that, like Dignity Memorial, Woody's Funeral Home will be part of it.
Yeah.
We're going to find an accredited urology group that we're going to bring involved and also help companies with their employees.
Wow.
We have Insperity, who does our healthcare and our time systems right here. They're a Texas company that's been accredited since 1985.
Wow.
They'll come in and talk and help. And as you know, the list goes on. I have about 13 consultants ready to go.
Yeah.
And Bud Myers, you know, with Virginia Breeze, been in the business world a long, long time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned you were having trouble with Dave's last name. I'm looking right at Josh Smith. I'm thinking, I got that one handled. This is a whole, it is up and good, Mr. Moore.
Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith from VCU is going to handle the AI.
Thank
with a
God.
Company that needs help. Yes, he's an educator. He's not going to sell anything. Nobody's selling anything. They just want to help, you know, and make a difference. And that's what we're doing each and every day. So the help desk available to accredited businesses. As you know, a lot of accredited, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like you were talking about on your show, the fake tears.
Yeah.
Give it a rest. You got your whole life invested. You got employees. Just become accredited. If we approve you, work with partners like Virginia Credit Union.
Yep.
Get budgeting in place for your employees. That's second to none.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let me remind everybody, Barry Moore is joining us. Barry is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. We're talking a little bit about the BBB help desk. And this is something that Barry put together. He said, look, we've got some great people who are owners, operators of accredited businesses. Each of them has a certain slice of knowledge that they're willing to share, and let's put it to use. I'm looking at one of the folks on this list, Barry, and I've got to think for everybody who is, you know, sometimes we say small business. I think I prefer to think of it as your business. You know, it's not small to you. It's a big business. But Stacy, who has this expertise in growing a business, building a business that you're then going to turn around and sell. How many of us are in that arena just thinking, yeah, I want to build this, and then I'm either going to pass it on to one of my sons, let's say, or I want to sell it and go pick sand out of my belly button somewhere.
And that's what we have Rick Chess. He's going to help companies. He just did an event in my office last week. Incredible. And then SNS Painting, Stacy Spears, a painter. She has an all-female painting team. They are incredible what they do, but she also teaches and trains her employees. So that you can learn. We got Nicole Frost from Thrivent. Mm-hmm. And then we have Kel Dare. Is a place where your company can advertise for new employees. You fish where the fish are. You don't advertise when you need somebody.
Right.
You start looking for somebody 24/7. And that goes into play with the VCU internship program.
I am hoping to become a very big fan of that. I've already become a fan of it. Now I'm ready to put all those other pieces in there and get that intern locked in and working on behalf of us. Well, Barry, let me ask you this. If we have folks who have been listening through our little discussion here, they are business owners and they've said, I've thought about it. How do they begin the process of becoming an accredited business?
Two ways. They go to BBB.org, do an application. I'll tell you off the bat, if you have under 50 employees, it's $550 a year. Mm-hmm. So do the math. It's $50 a month. And I don't nickel and dime you. We're not having black tie events, no golf tournaments. We just want you to be a better business. We want you to have great employees. So I cut through all the nonsense. So if you're a car dealer, your mechanical shop, parts, you either go online, bbb.org, and you start to differentiate your company versus the competitor that will not necessarily be accredited or will be turned down.
Yeah.
So that's what you want to do. You want to start with integrity, respect. Let me help you do it. Or just call me 521-6940. And let's just have a meeting. And I'll tell you how I will get you that investment back. There's nobody else out there, Jeff, talking this way. You know it. Okay. I know it. And business owners know it. So don't waste any more time. Let's get on with it. The fourth quarter's coming.
Yeah.
So if you're not profitable right now and your retained earnings aren't where you're supposed to be, you're hemorrhaging money, you better learn about expense control. Call me.
That's it. Well, Barry, I appreciate you being here,
my friend. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'll be in helping my friends over there at the Better Business Bureau. They do a great podcast, and I just try and help our local businesses get more customers. Bottom line, that's it. I want everybody who is owning and operating a business to be successful. I want you to be honest. I want you to be fair. I want you to be responsible. And if you can check those boxes and you're good at what you do, then I want to help you be successful. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah, there we go. There we go. 757 has got his texting fingers up and running there, Germ. Just FYI. God, he's trashing Lindsey Graham's sister. Wow. Wow. Calling her a moron. You know, I thought that Lindsey Graham's sister on that debate stage last night in South Carolina, and I did see part of it. She said, you know what? I don't have the expertise on foreign affairs that my brother did. That's not my my big issue. What the hell is wrong with that? Now, if that's your big issue and you're thinking, oh, I could never vote for her, and you live in South Carolina, okay, well, fair enough. You do the math for you. I don't have a problem with that. But to trash somebody when they honestly say, I'm not an expert in that area, to me, that's admirable. I like that. I like when people are honest about those things. There's things I don't know about, for sure. Far more I don't understand. If you wanted to ask me, well, go ahead, ask me. Jeff, can you explain the ground rule double in baseball? No. Next question, please. How about, no. Does it relate to baseball or basketball? Same thing. Baseball, well, I'm not even a baseball fan. I'm a Red Sox fan. There's a difference. Seriously, if the Red Sox are not playing, I don't care. Basketball, I do have a team, but, you know, Harlem Globetrotters are not necessarily competing anymore in the NBA. You know what they ought to do? Now, wait, I just thought of it. Every one of the Harlem Globetrotters players should discover their inner female and enter themselves into the WNBA draft portal. That would be something to see. I mean, there are already a bunch of washed up NBA players, or, well, not washed up, retired NBA players, and some of the junior NBA players in that G League. Looks like they're going to decide that they're female and they want to play for the WNBA. And since we know that W in WNBA does not apparently just mean woman or women's, yeah, more power to them, right? Jeep Kimmy, great lady, by the way. Kimmy says, Jeff, liars are dead to me as well. Absolutely. Kimmy and her husband own and operate Atlas 42 over in the West End. Great place if you're looking to do a party. It is 357 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.